Proclamation number 8005 of 28th of September, 1961. Law and order. Put back to earth. The spiritual substance's ascent has to proceed in a lawful order, and therefore my will always be decisive as long as the spiritual substance has not yet regained self-awareness, as long as it still walks its course through the creations of this earth. And therefore there is also no relapse during this time, no sinking back from an already reached state of maturity. Everything goes upwards in its development until it has reached the stage of maturity where it regains free will and also self-awareness, where it covers the last short earthly path as a human being, where it should and can complete itself. But then my will withdraws. Then the human being is no longer determined by me. He is no longer subject to the law of compulsion. He is completely free in his thinking, willing and acting. But then there is also the danger that he will sink back, that he will not fulfill his task, which Roman 1, however, do not prevent in order not to make the human will unfree. The whole course of pre-evolution was an incessant serving. All my works of creation have their purpose. One serves the other for existence and maintenance. It is a maturing process which can only be completed through service. A destiny which is therefore fulfilled in the law of compulsion. But as a human being he should also serve, but voluntarily, out of love. He will never be forced to love, and thus it is his free will whether he fulfills this earthly task. But the fate he creates for himself as the end of his earthly life is corresponding when the soul leaves the body and enters the spiritual kingdom. Now free will again determines its further development. The being will never experience regression on my part because my law of order excludes such. But the soul itself can start a declining free will, and it will not be prevented from doing so. Yet my wisdom and love must also set limits when the being is in danger of completely sinking, when it can no longer use its free will properly, completely devoid of knowledge. Then it is only merciful love when I prevent such a downfall, when I don't allow my adversary to take possession. Then I dissolve the spiritual I-conscious being into countless little particles again and create the possibility of a renewed course of development for it. For it would be incomparable chaos if I wanted to give in to every wrong will and transfer the souls from the beyond to earth again and again. There would also be no guarantee whatsoever for the perfection of such souls, and whether they would also come to earth again and again. Truly, divine order would no longer be recognizable, and my adversary would hold a great harvest if my love and wisdom did not work according to the eternal laws, where only ascent is ever favored from my side but never descent. A return to the state which the being has already overcome. This would only be understandable to you humans if you could take a look into the kingdom of the beyond. Into the kingdom where the still earthbound souls dwell. If you could follow if their thoughts and aspirations, which do not reveal any spiritual striving, you would understand that these souls would come back to earth in their present state. Would not strive for the slightest change in their way of life but would always devote themselves more to matter and thus to my adversary, which could never approve of my love and wisdom and would only result in chaos on earth and there would no longer be any question of an ascent station of development. Love and wisdom will always be decisive for my rule and activity, for my plan of salvation which shall bring about the final return of the once fallen spirits. Which, however, does not exclude that I respect every soul's free will. Yet it must have reached a certain degree of realization in the kingdom of the beyond if I am to give in to free will and allow the soul to return to earth. But believe it, you humans, that only very few may expect this privilege, which then also certainly presupposes profound reasons. Believe that you humans will not desire to repeatedly put on the body of flesh either, for you see the many opportunities offered to you in the spiritual kingdom to mature, and you'll eagerly work on yourselves and truly reach ascent if only this is your serious will. Amen.